people. Ashley here. Welcome back and welcome New Year 2021. It's your host. Wait, I already said my name. Didn't I?
It's all right.
I got excited.
New Year, same old Ashley.
Yep. Ashley here, and we have your other host.
Oh, hey guys.
What was that?
Hey, it's me, John. Hey, happy new year.
Yeah, welcome 2021.
I'm glad you made it.
Yes, if you're listening to this, you made it as well.
Oh, yeah. And if you're in the future, let us know what's going on.
Right.
You know, there's a future people listening to it. When you think about it.
That's
I don't
want
to go off on the crazy in the beginning of the show.
Oh,
but
gosh. Yeah, getting
I
into
got
your
some theories.
Getting into your multiverses again.
Let me tell you. But
yeah,
good seeing you. Happy New Year's. Happy all the things.
All the holidays.
All the holidays that we might have missed and skipped out over. But yeah. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey. So, how was your holiday? Your New Year's, I guess, and Christmas.
Yeah,
I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, it's been a bit.
Now that I think about it.
No, it's all good. It's been busy. I did the family thing for Christmas. Went over. Traditionally, we'll do like a big breakfast and everything. Just did a small dinner. Just kind of hung out. And then right after that, I went back to work. So, you know, did the work thing for 3 days. And then
I thought you were supposed to be off.
I was supposed to be off, but nothing was going on, so I went back. So, I mean, I still took some decent time off, but I was like, yeah, might as well not use all this PTO that I have. And so I went to work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday before the new year, and we had an event on Wednesday where my company wanted to have a hot air balloon. And so, yeah, we did a hot air balloon candy drop.
I saw your Facebook picture, or was that Instagram?
I don't know. It might have been one of those. I don't know. It was one of the social medias. But yeah, so we did a candy balloon drop thing, and after that I was like, all right, going back into off mode. And just kind of told everybody bye, and I've been off ever since Wednesday. So
I think you're probably the only person I know that goes to work when you have nothing else to do.
Yeah, because look, I had things that I needed to do some things there.
Okay.
I have a so-called assistant that doesn't really does his assistant duties. So like I went in, like I made the schedule. Like I actually did some things that needed to get done because I was just like, there's no schedule for January yet. Who else? Why isn't this not done? So I went in, got some things done, got things ready for that event with the balloon drop and everything. I had to help set that stuff up. And yeah, and then I was out, you know.
Okay.
It was actually legit work. It wasn't like, you know, oh, I'm bored. Let me go to work. You know?
Okay.
I mean, so.
Okay, yeah.
They weren't like full days either. They were kind of like
okay.
Weird half days I would go in and then disappear. I was like, I'm going to go get my car washed and then never come back. So I think I said that about every day.
Gotcha. Your car better be really clean when you go back to work.
I don't know. You see them tires when you walk out of this place. They're shining right now. So, but yeah, how was your holiday?
It was nice. It was low key. Just me, my mom, my brother for Christmas. And then my niece actually came down for New Year's. So that was really nice.
Nice. Is it an older niece, younger niece?
She's not the old. Is she the oldest?
Okay. Don't want to start any family fights.
Two of my nieces were born the same year. So I'm trying to remember which one's the oldest.
Okay. But she is older. Like yeah. She drove herself here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
She's older. Yeah.
I didn't know if you had like younger nieces running around and.
Oh, I do. I've got an 8-year-old niece. Yeah. My youngest is my great nephew.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A great nephew.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, I'm a great aunt.
How do I do that? How do I become one of those?
You have a nephew, right?
Yeah.
They would have to have a kid.
Oh. I got a long time for that to happen.
Yeah.
He's only like 13, 12. He's 12.
Yeah, well, my sisters are quite a bit older than me. You know,
okay.
And so I've got, let's see, my oldest nephew is only 3 years younger than me.
Nice.
So I was an aunt at 3 years old.
Oh, okay. You're one of those babies.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, let's see. Yeah. And then my great nephew. Yep, I'm always trying to get him to call me Great Aunt Ashley.
And he won't?
Well, he's so young. He just doesn't. Oh. yeah, because none of my nieces or nephews call me aunt because we're all like around.
Yeah, you're too close to kind of.
Yeah, in age, yeah.
Yeah, I have an uncle that's only 2 years older than me, 3 years older than me. So it's kind of, we all grew up together. It's like, hey, yeah. Unk.
Right, like, exactly.
You know, it's just, you call him by his name. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it. I get it, man. So, I get it.
Yeah, so this is my great nephew and I'm his great aunt.
Oh.
He will call me great aunt.
Oh, eventually. Yeah. Get you a t-shirt made.
Exactly.
That says Great Aunt Ashley or
wear
something
it every
on
time
it.
I'm around him.
Nice. Okay. He'll get it. He'll get it.
Exactly. But yeah. Yeah. And the New Year's, I mean, it was low key. We sat outside, watched the fireworks because there were so many fireworks around town.
They were.
So many.
They're loud. They were keeping me awake. I think I was asleep by like, I don't know, early. Had to be a little bit after one, maybe before that.
Mm-hmm.
But there were a lot of banging going on.
There were so many, and so many big ones, too.
Yeah,
like the cannons
like
and stuff.
People upgraded this year in Florida.
Yeah.
They were just like, oh, they legal, but they not illegal. Like, there's just
exactly.
There's this whole thing where, yeah, it's like they don't recommend that we do fireworks, but it's like, hey, 2020 COVID, go nuts. Like, you
exactly.
know, nobody really cared about anything.
People were just celebrating that it was over with.
Yeah, pretty much. I think that was everybody's mindset.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Me, on the other hand, I didn't want to make a big deal.
Okay.
About going into the new year.
Uh-huh.
Just kind of kept it low key, watched the fireworks.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to make a big deal about, you know, going into 2021 or anything.
I sent my
no
friends.
No expectations.
Sent my friends a message just saying, hey, when 2021 gets here, let's all walk in very quietly. You know, we'll check things out. We'll scout out a little bit, but don't touch nothing.
Right.
And we gonna see how it treats us. So.
Oh, I think you said that on the snap. That was hilarious.
That was, I think, my last vampire bit.
I was dying.
I think he retired with the 2020. We got to find a new character. I think every year I'm going to bring out one or two characters to do via Snapchat.
That was hilarious. I about died. I about fell out of my chair when I watched that.
I'm glad somebody enjoyed it.
I hope you saved it.
I did. I saved my last two or three that I did.
We should share it.
maybe. Yeah.
Because it's funny.
We'll put it on the Instagrams.
Yeah.
And I'm a vampire. Fair warning. So there's this. It's a long story.
Goes all the way back to Halloween.
It got stuck, man. I liked them. It was just like, I'm a vampire. Here I am. So
that reminds me of our episode we did for Halloween.
Yeah.
Definitely one of my favorites.
I think it was definitely fun and a little spooky.
I loved it. I want to say that one and Christmas, of course, and then your dream episode were probably my favorite.
Did the dream one make your favorite list?
It did. It was
wow.
probably number three.
Wow.
Christmas was number one, Halloween number two, and then the dream number three.
I can't believe that I made.
I don't think I laughed so hard in any of the episodes as I did in your dream.
Because I was crazy.
It was insane.
You feel like I was insane?
Yeah.
I don't know if I like that or not.
Especially the sensor bars.
Oh, God. How do you remember the sensor bars?
Because that was hilarious.
How I don't let myself enjoy myself.
Anyone who's listening, if you haven't listened to that episode, definitely go back and listen to it because it is hilarious. You just got to wait for it. Just go all the way to the end.
Wow.
All the way to the end.
Yeah. It was definitely something. I think the dream one, I think it felt good. I think it had the best energy. Like when you're right. It did have some good energy on that show.
It did.
I also, if we're going to talk about favorite shows, I'm kind of looking through the catalog here, scrolling with my thumb, like, do I like any of these?
What do you mean?
But no, like, look, I'm going to go back to throwback. I like Social Media Equals the Force.
Yes.
I feel like, you know, that was kind of one where I think I've gotten the most feedback from people chiming in, like, I don't think you guys know what you're talking about. And so, but
it it's the force.
I just want to say, look, it's our opinion. We're not saying that we're right. It's how we take on social media and how it affects our lives. Not saying it's evil. I'm not saying it's the best thing, but there's something there. There's definitely some type of force there.
It's neither kinda good nor bad. It's how you use it.
Exactly. And that's all we were trying to say. I'm not a professional social media person, so.
I mean, how many times we got to say we're not professionals?
I don't know. People just
listen, people. We're just trying to get the conversations going.
Yeah.
Just listen to people's opinions, their point of views, where they're coming from. That's all mm-hmm. we're saying. You can always learn something from somebody. Always.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're so smart.
I mean, I guess.
I learned plenty from you. Just like in the, your good vibes episode. Do you remember the good vibes episode?
Read me the description.
I ain't going to read it to you. It's just, it says something about Ashley and John has been feeling in a state of limbo. Oh. So the answer is to go on an adventure. And
that's right. Yeah, the waterfall adventure.
There's the fall itself. The fall. we talked about you falling, then me falling. And I still have friends till today that will tell me that I fell on purpose.
Are you serious?
They
said
they will come up to me and is like, I saw that video you posted on social media. You talked about it in podcast. I saw that video. I was like, okay, cool. You actually looked at it. Cool. He's like, you fell on purpose, didn't you? I was like, what do you mean? He's like, nah, you fell on purpose because we know you. All of a sudden she falls and then you fall right after her. Don't make no sense.
It makes tons of sense.
And I was just like, I didn't fall on purpose to try to make her feel less embarrassed. I was like, I don't think she was embarrassed at all. She just kind of slid down and stood right back up. I was like, trust me, I don't want to fall,
Listen, I'm prone to falling. I've rolled down a hill before. I was not embarrassed.
I didn't think so.
I laughed the whole way down.
As you're tumbling to your death. You're just a psychopath.
I mean, I've slid down hills. I mean, listen.
You told me you're really good at falling, and I didn't know what that meant. So.
Like I said, I'll tuck and roll.
Okay.
So, yeah. No, he did not fall on purpose. Listen.
Thank you.
If you ever go there, anyone who's listening, if you ever go to this place, that mud was so slick, and it was in an incline.
And we did not have the proper shoe.
No.
Attire. I don't think I had tread on my shoes. I think they're like an old pair of tennis shoe. And I looked down. I remember looking down and seeing where your foot went. And so you slid. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to step there. I want to try to step on the side of it. It didn't work.
Well, see, I was stepping to the side too because I was like, okay, so the middle is going to be the most slick.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, so I'll just kind of like balance myself on both sides.
Mm.
No, the side also got me.
Yeah, see? I got set up. I thought the sides would be safe. She didn't give me no warning.
That's why in the video I'm like on the side of the trail.
It makes perfectly good sense. I think I still blame the family that was in front of us because none of them seemed like they had an issue. They all could have had better shoes on too.
True.
They were doing way better than we.
One was carrying a baby though.
And yeah, and one had a baby. And if he would have slipped and fell, that would have been a whole thing. But I just didn't want to fall forward, It was like, if I'm going to fall, I'm going to fall on my butt. And then I did that little slide shimmy down because I kept slipping. It was multiple falls. I tried to get up. I slipped back down.
Oh, it was hilarious.
My pants are still stained.
Are they?
Yeah, I washed them a couple of times. That mud does not come out of khakis once you fall in it. So.
Well, you can wear those whenever we go to our next outing.
Maybe. I'm just going to hang them up in the picture frame and be like, Ashley made me do this.
Yeah, no, that was fun. That was a good episode.
Man, good times, right?
Yeah.
So 2021.
All right, 2021.
We're in it.
We are.
I
did a whole cleansing the night of.
Did you really? Yeah. That seems like something you would do.
Got my my sage and my incense, and yeah, I was like cleansing myself.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you dirty. You need to. You got a bunch of.
I was getting 2020 off of me.
I guess that's one way of doing it.
It's gone. Think about it.
I had a couple of beers.
Okay.
A lot of people drink and partake in the sinning. I guess some people would call it. But no, I had a few beers and I'm not like a huge drinker anymore. I don't like doing shots, or I don't even touch liquor, you know. If it's beer related, yes. But anything that's like, you know, I won't even say fermented, distilled, or, you know, anything strong. Hell no. I just stay away from it. But I had a shot of some weird rum that night. That's probably why I went to bed early.
Did you have any more crazy dreams that night?
I didn't. I didn't. No, I didn't have any crazy dreams or anything.
Experience a whole other life.
I had some other crazy dreams after that dream. I just didn't want to tell you about them because I was just like, I was just going to think I'm a screwball. And sometimes I just have these weird dreams, man. And I don't know where they come from. So
maybe they have something to do with the future.
Think I'm having premonitions?
Maybe.
I used to think I could have premonitions when I was younger. A lot of my dreams were coming true.
Some people can.
I don't know. You killed me in one of my dreams. So
I did?
I don't want to go there. You're a very angry lady.
I do have my dark side.
She has a killer smile, as they would say back in the day, in laser tag. It was like a secret weapon of hers. She won't remember this because she's looking at me like I'm confused.
Nobody told me I had a killer smile.
It is in description, ma'am. It was on your missing persons flyer when you left. That was one of your secret abilities.
It's a killer smile.
Smile. Okay. So maybe we never told you to your face.
No, you didn't.
But once you left, it was either me or Don wrote it in there. Because it's only me and her that made those flyers. So one of us wrote it.
Yeah, y'all definitely never say it to my face.
Well, we didn't want to compliment you to your face. No, you still do. Appreciate you do it. Smile and laugh all the time now. So
I do.
Is this who you are?
It is who I am.
It's like, oh, shit, there she goes smiling again.
People always say, why do you smile and laugh so much?
Yeah.
Listen, I am just a happy person.
It's better than crying.
Yeah.
That's what you tell them.
There you go.
I've been cried so much. This is just what I got left. But I'm going to find that flyer one day. I'll show you. Yeah, there's a description about your smile on there.
You should.
But yeah, so 2021, we in here, you cleansed everything. Mm-hmm. I had a shot of liquor for the first time in like 10 years. A lot of big things, a lot of new things coming. I had a 2020 reading done for me, had a little tarot card reading done. But you being you, do you have any predictions? This is like off, you know, this is not scripted. This is what Ashley's predicting for 2021.
Yeah, we didn't even really talk about what we were going to say during the episode, so.
We didn't.
Okay, so do I have any predictions?
Yeah, what would you like to see? It can just be something like, you know.
Well.
Go for it.
So I feel like 2020 was some sort of initiation.
Okay.
Maybe some hazing.
Interesting.
You know, just kind of preparing us for something to come. Might not be bad.
Okay.
Might not be good. I don't know. I have no expectations. Okay. I'm just going to take it as it comes and go from there. But yeah, I think it was some sort of initiation. So we'll see how that goes. But I am hoping for the best. There was a lot of time during 2020 that we were able to just kind of sit and think.
Of time
during lockdown. Yeah. And, you know, my work schedule definitely is a lot different than what it was at the beginning of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely have a lot more time to really sit down and focus on different things. Like, I'm not in such a hurry. I feel like I can really focus on me, how I want to live my life, my health, that sort of thing. And I feel like 2021, I mean, I don't know if you're asking for like everybody in general.
It can be a prediction for everybody, or it can be a prediction just for you.
Well, for me personally, I definitely, 2020 has made me really see things that I want to, how I want to live my own life and make the changes to live the life that I want to live and what I need to do to get there.
Amen, sister.
So some of the little things that I've been changing, and I even started this before 2021, is just really being conscious of not necessarily how much I eat, because I will eat a lot.
We do know you like to.
I like food, but just being conscious of like where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Also, buying things from companies that I want to support. That I want
to support the locals.
Yeah. Like, that's one thing that I really want to start doing more. I want to start going to, like, our local farmers markets, getting good local organic food, eggs from people that treat their chickens humanely, okay. You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've purchased a lot of supplements. I'm trying to get more natural with how I want my health to be. You know, I don't want to, because I'm bad about popping Tylenol. You know, okay. if I've got a headache, you know, I'm gonna pop some Tylenol. But I definitely want to get out of that and do more natural remedies.
Yeah.
And so I definitely want to be more conscious.
Okay.
About how I'm doing things.
I feel you on the Tylenol thing. Haven't bought any in a long time, and it's a last resort thing for me. Like, I think if I do have a massive headache and I can't get over it, I'll go to the parents' house and I'm just like, look, you got anything? Because I don't really have anything here. And I usually try to just wait it out. Like, I either wait it out or I drink a cup of coffee, because I try to let the caffeine in the coffee, you know, kick in. And I know that helps. But I don't know where I'm going with this headache thing. But you just made me think, like, yeah, I mean, gotcha. I don't really take a lot of Tylenol. But I like the pain, I guess.
Oh, okay. Masochist, okay.
let me sit in pain of my own, so.
But as far as, like, predictions for everybody, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. That's a big one.
It is a big one because I feel like anything could happen. after the year that we had. I mean, I'm still waiting for the aliens.
6 months.
6 months now. Yeah. Aliens.
6 months. Apparently, there was some law or something passed in one of these bills that said in 6 months they have to disclose or let people know everything that they know about UFOs and anything to do with Area 51.
Is that for real?
Apparently, it's for real. So,
where did you hear that from?
It was just one of these articles, this news story that popped up, and some guy was like, yeah, apparently aliens are real, but people missed it during COVID. Like, people were, like, posting stuff about aliens and stuff like that, but they're like, we're so focused on the pandemic, that was, like, their time of doing it, because they were just like, hey, there's things out there, but ain't nobody paying attention, so let's just say it now. But apparently there's, like, a six-month deadline. It's actually a countdown. There was some type of countdown written into some bill that says you have exactly 100 and something days to disclose this information or something like that. And
have we passed it yet?
I believe so.
Oh.
I think, and look, and don't take my word for it. You got to go fact check.
You know I'm going to fact check you.
You got to fact check me. I'm going to look it up for you. I'll send you whatever I can find, Ashley. But this
you
is
know
just,
I like to research. I'm on it.
Yeah. So apparently, 6 months time, we either going to find out if there's something real or if there's nothing or if they did ever find anything. So yeah. So that's, it's coming.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, what else? I feel like it's been such a crazy year.
Yeah.
You know, that would just be the icing on the cake for 2021.
Well, I know that they had those articles about the supposed, I forget the hell what they called it. They didn't call it UFOs, but these unidentified flying objects that the military had. Have you seen those articles and those videos?
I've seen some.
I know they disclosed that and said that it was unidentified, but they didn't specifically call them.
I mean, because I feel like any idiot that can, some engineer could easily build something in their backyard and then fly it into the sky, and all of a sudden it is an unidentified flying object.
Yeah.
Just because it's unidentified doesn't mean it came from outer space. Could it came from somebody's backyard? Could have been another country testing something and flying it over? You just never know. But what some of these people are saying is, no, there's a lot of stuff from other countries from outer space that we just don't know about, and they've just been lying to us because they don't want people to get in an uproar about certain things because, you know, religions and politics. Yeah. There's a lot of different things that goes into, you know, most people that ever said they've seen a UFO, they just get marked as crazy.
Yeah.
Like, nah, man, you crazy. You've been probed one too many times. Right. And we can have a whole alien episode if you want to.
You know, we're probably
Ashley and John goes to Roswell. It's been on my mind.
Oh, so, we have to do it.
There's a lot of stuff in my mind. I've always been fascinated with this stuff because I feel like the universe is so big. It's like we just can't be the only ones. There has to be something. So we'll see if this 6 months thing pans out and if anything actually comes from the whole 6 months thing. But I know people can fake things. I don't know if you remember the news stories about the guy with the rocket pack or something. They're like, oh, there was a jet pack flying over the airport.
I don't think so.
Here's just like a couple of random news stories about a man flying in a jet pack over an airport. So people are freaking out, like, how's a man flying around in a jet pack? Some dude made this whole story up on social media and sold it so well that every news station started buying into it. Wow. He had pictures, he had fake video, and he was showing you how social media could easily be doctored up. And so he had everybody talking about this jetpack story in the middle of a pandemic, like, oh, another man flies over the airport in a jetpack, and like people are looking for the guy. They finally found the guy. You can find him now. I think it was on Good Morning America. He's out there now. He came out and said it was a lie. But I was just like, man, it's like if one person can make up a story about a man flying over with a jetpack, that's like, whew.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Social media equals the force.
Exactly. Well, did you hear about that one, the metal object that they found out in the middle of Utah or something?
Oh, the little, oh, what do they call them? There's a name for them. Yeah, they're like cylinder looking things, right?
It looked like just like a tall,
like a statue looking
tall metal sheet.
Yeah, and you can see all over it, like it's like a reflective.
Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, one popped up in Utah, and then so people are going to go see it. They're taking pictures with it. Mm-hmm. It was everywhere. Then it disappeared.
Yeah.
And then there was a video that came out that a guy saw three other guys taking it. Mm-hmm. And they were like rolling it around. They're like, yeah, I can't believe people would leave trash out here, blah, blah, blah. So they took it because they were just mad. And then other ones started popping up all over the U.S. in different locations.
Well, I know one had popped up in Russia, but they think
okay.
Yeah, I think another country too. But people were saying those were fake. But the one that was in Utah, someone had gone back through Google Earth, and it's been there for years.
Really?
Yeah. It had been there for at least 4 years.
I have not seen that.
Yeah, so it's been there a while.
Yeah, I mean, where it was on the ground, it looks like it was in the ground. Like, it was implanted in there. So
yeah, the one in Russia, though, I hadn't heard if anyone had Google Earthed it back years. But they were saying that the ground was just too disturbed. So it looked like it was probably just placed there overnight.
They placed there?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. People are crazy. Who knows, dude? I just... I don't like you. I don't have a prediction for 2021 because, you know, I feel like anything can happen. I mean, we've been on such a roller coaster ride. I know I do value and look at things a lot differently because, I mean, there's things I want to do. And I think your mom posted something on social media the other day that really got in my head about not just sitting on the couch and getting up. If you want something, go get it, basically.
Yeah.
And so I was reading what she wrote, and I'm like, I screenshotted it because I was like, I like that. I was like, I want to save that. I might get a poster and put it on my wall.
There you go.
Like, I really like wherever she found it. I don't know where she found it at, but it was a really good post. And I was just like, you know what? She's right. You know? And I was just like, I got it. I got to start doing something. I think because I don't have a book of ideas. I make notes on my phone of different concepts for different shows and YouTube channels and things I want to try out. And you know me, I always have some crazy idea in my head.
Yeah.
I just have a hard time executing these ideas. They're just there. And you're always been really good about, well, just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it, you jerk. Why you keep talking about it? I don't like that you talk about it. And I was just like, you know, Ashley's right. Ashley, mom's right. You know, so I did take an idea and I started pushing it forward. And so I was just kind of like, you know, let's just see where this goes. And I started like, you know, getting things together. And obviously, I don't want to talk about it now and here because it's that.
But I want to hear about it.
You will hear about it after the show. It's that early development that, you know.
You don't want to jinx anything?
Don't want to jinx anything. And, you know, it is so new and it's not done yet. I just don't want anybody else to take it. And that's my problem. I come up with these ideas, Ashley, and then all of a sudden, somebody else takes it, makes $1 million. Not saying they're mine. Not saying they stole it from me. But when I came up with an idea of opening up a cereal bar, people thought I was crazy. And I was like, nah, it's going to be a great breakfast spot. We'll call it the cereal bar. We'll have imported cereals from all over the country. You know, you'll be able to get other breakfast food. It's going to be like a cereal bar. That's the whole concept. And they're like, you're stupid. Freaking Good Morning America. They're in New York and they're like, oh, the first cereal bar opens up, blah, blah, blah. This is an amazing idea. I was like, I think I took that video and sent it to everybody I knew that doubted my cereal bar idea. I was like, people like cereal. It's a comfort to it. It's not sometimes the best thing for you, but there's something about cereal that it's either from your childhood or whatever. It's this weird comfort about eating cereal. I got called an idiot. Anyway, I'm rambling at this point.
Well, don't let anyone crush your dreams, John.
I'm not. So I'm trying to be more positive about things. Yes. And I'm trying to live my life for me. Usually when I do things, I do it for other people. I try to involve other people. I'm very into like, I need my friends. I need this. I need that. And it's like, I focus so much of my attention in all these other people's lives that it's like, oh, man, I forgot to live mine.
Yeah.
The entire time where I'm focusing on this person's marriage or that person's issues. I'm not saying I'm not going to be around if my friend needs some help. But it's like, sometimes people invest a lot into me solving their problems. And I'm just like, I don't get paid for this.
Right.
It's a lot of energy. There's a lot of work. And it's just like, you know, I told my friend the other day, I was like, look, you're about to have a baby for the first time. Congratulations. You're going to be busy for the next 18 years. Mm-hmm. I was like, if you don't talk to me or hear from me, don't think I'm not talking to you because you have a baby now. It's like, I just want you to go live your life.
Yeah.
I was like, you catch me on a holiday. You catch me when you can. But if I text you, don't worry about texting me back. If you message me, I don't message you back. It's not because I don't want to talk to you. It's because I'm also living my life. So I was trying to explain this to somebody the other day, and they thought I was just being rude. And I was like,
really?
I was like, no, I'm just finally realizing that I need to do stuff for myself. And my friends are also going to be doing stuff for themselves. Yeah. So I can't be like, man, so-and-so ain't talked to me in like 6 months. They hate me, you know, because you know that's how my mindset works. I am an overthinker. I've always been an overthinker. So finally, I'm starting to come to these conclusions like, whew, like, you know, just kind of like everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of do
your
thing.
Everything that I've been trying to tell you.
I know. It took your mom's post to really jumpstart it.
Nobody listens to me.
No. Ashley makes some really good valid points. She really does. And it's hard for me to listen to people. I'm not saying that I won't take advice. You know, I also try to give good advice, but I can't take my own advice. So when I have a friend like Ashley that comes back along, that she says we've been friends for a while, but I feel like we just started our friendship over again. But
we've been friends for 15 years. That's just the way I look at it.
Yeah, I get it. And that's not how I looked at it, because I was just like, oh, man, she hasn't talked to me in, you know, however many years. I don't even know if she remembers me. That's how I would think, though. You know, I was like, she probably doesn't remember me. I'm going to just reach out and see if she even knows who I am, type of deal. And it's not your fault. It's just how my mind worked at the time. So I'm slowly getting out of that mindset of like, oh, okay, well, you know, we are still friends and I can come to them if I need something or need to talk about something. Don't know where I was going with this, but no. Oh, yeah. So Ashley comes along and then, you know, I'm slowly start telling her about all these ideas like, hey, I want to do this podcast. I want to do this YouTube thing. I've always had all these dreams and visions. And she was just like, well, why just do it? And then I was just like, Can I just do it? Like, you almost blew my mind to the point where I was like, you know, this Ashley girl told me just to do it. Like, I was explaining it to other people. I was like, you will never believe what this Ashley girl told me the other day.
And nobody said that to you.
Nobody just told me to do it. They were just always like, oh, yeah, that's nice. Or they kind of just pushed my crazy ideas to side. But I think you were like the first true person that was like, well, then, okay, do it. Like, I was just like, word? And so I was just kind of,
you're welcome.
I don't know if I have shitty friends or what, but I was just like, whew, this Ashley girl just changed my life. She doesn't even know that she changed it. But right? From that moment, you really just made me start thinking
about
other things. And you don't realize how much you helped me this year. You will probably never realize it, but you really did. You played a big role of me getting my mindset right. So
I try sometimes.
Sorry to get all mushy towards the end of the episode, but I just, you know, we're giving thanks and doing everything. I mean, she's definitely one of the people that has impacted my life for the better. So,
well, I guess I'll share a little bit about me since you were a little bit personal with that.
Vulnerable.
One. Yeah, a little vulnerable.
Bring it to the table.
Well, you definitely have brought me back out of my out of my hole that I've been in since the dark ages.
I thought you were always there. I was just knocking on the door. Hey, Ashley, let me in.
No, I got very reserved after the dark ages.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I still keep to myself. I like sitting at home reading a book. That's just me.
That's who you are.
You know, I've never been one to, I don't really care so much about going out and partying and stuff like that. And, you know, I'll go out and hang out with friends, but you know what? I like to be with my dog and, you know, go walking. I like to do stuff for me.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds very selfish.
It's fine. You keep to yourself. It's cool.
Yeah. I mean, I would say I'm an introvert about a lot of things, but I am also a very big extrovert.
Interesting.
And not a lot of people know that because I'm just very reserved, especially if I don't know you, but I eventually open up. But I feel like the real me is who you knew when we first met
mm-hmm.
at Adventure Landing.
Yeah.
And that definitely got pulled in after the dark ages, well, during the dark ages and after the dark ages. And then you really helped to pull that back out. And I just feel like myself, like doing this whole podcast thing. I never ever would have thought anything like that, but it has reminded me of how I really am. I mean, 'cause even when I was a kid, I was just so loud and out there and laughing. Mm-hmm. You know, my mom always used to say I was such a happy baby and kid, and then life, you know, life hits you. But I get hit hard, you know. It's like I used to take things very hard and very personal. Mm-hmm. And especially when you go through things like I did in my dark ages, you know, I just kind of like pulled myself away from the world. And you have really helped bring me back out and remind me of how I really am. So
thank I guess you. We helped each other.
Yes.
Wow. Well, I'm glad I could be a part of that. And me, I'm just sitting here thinking you're the same person. In my mind, I'm like, oh, she's the same person that I've always met. So I'll be like, yo, you know.
Oh, well, you weren't there.
Treating you the same.
You weren't there during the crazy days.
So. And I am glad I wasn't there for the crazy days.
You don't want to know me.
Hey, I know you now. I'm glad we're friends again.
We've always been friends.
All right, I'm glad we're real friends again.
Glass half full, glass half empty.
Yeah, it's never going to be one or the other. But so yeah, here's a 2021.
Yeah.
Just to see what happens.
And yeah, like I said, I don't really have any expectations.
Yeah, let's keep them low.
Yeah.
That's just like, you know, let's just hope for the best and just whatever we get dealt, just, yeah.
Well, I think I really believe that we're going to make the biggest changes if we really focus on like we're wanting to do, like living our lives, you know, mm-hmm. we're changing our lives for the better, you know? And so that, I think it has a ripple effect, and you know, people around you are going to see it and be like, you know what? I need to do that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it'll inspire somebody else. And I think that's how we're going to really get the change going.
Well, hopefully we're inspiring people right now, and, you know,
I hope so.
People are just like, you know, they're making some good sense, you know, yeah. For the three people listening.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom. Hi, other Mom. Right. And Christina. Thank you.
Haley.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Haley. She's been there since the beginning. But no, I mean, I do wish good things for this show, obviously. And I want to.
Oh, yeah.
We're
going
to keep it growing. And, you know, we're still new to this. We're figuring things out. And, you know, I feel like we have a lot more adventures to go with this. And we're going to be bringing a lot of people to the table.
Absolutely.
I think 2021 is like, you know, I really liked our debate idea where we did the, you know, Republican Democrat thing. We had mm-hmm. Hunter on the show with Derek, mixing people in when we did the Unsuited show, when we brought you over there.
Yeah.
Back when we were doing the Unsuited. There was some chemistry there that was just like, yo, this feels good. It feels nice.
Yeah.
I like having that other dynamic
exactly.
to add to the show. And I was just like, yo, when we start bringing guests onto this show, whew, it's going to fly.
Yes.
And I was like, Ashley does well with other people. She, you know, the interaction's great. And I can be really hard on myself a lot where I might not show it, but I'm always like beating myself up like, oh, why didn't this work? Or why didn't that work? I'm going to try to stay a lot positive. We're going to you know, push through this, knock season one out. You know, I always say when season two comes, it's go time. You know, exactly. When season one is done, I don't know how many episodes is season one because we have never talked about it.
We haven't.
But when season one is done and season two, and we come back from that break refreshed and ready to go, and we have our first big guest, we're gonna come out swinging.
That's right.
That's my prediction for the show. That's all I got for you.
Well, that sounds like a good prediction there.
Do you have any follow-ups or anything else you want to say before we gets out of here?
Just waiting for the aliens. We're gonna have to do an alien show.
We are gonna have to do an alien show. Now I'm gonna go watch Independence Day. I haven't watched that in so many years. It was so good.
Oh my gosh, I loved it. I actually didn't mind the second one. It was okay.
I don't even know if I remember the second one.
It was different. It was very different. I can see where they're going with it. Like,
didn't they make a third one?
Did they? I don't think so.
I don't know.
But yeah, you should watch the second one too.
Will Smith wasn't in the second one.
No, but
that's what it was.
His
son
was.
His
I think.
Son, air yeah. quotes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna go back and watch them because it's been a while.
Yeah.
I just remember
them
people standing on. Look, if you remember the scene at Independence Day when the girl's on top of the building, the lady's friend goes and she writes a sign and she climbs to the top of this building and they're all standing under the spaceship.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we welcome you. Woo. And then that laser beam comes down.
Listen.
That's going to be me and Ashley. I don't know if you guys know.
Listen, that is the first thing that pops into my head when I think about if I ever see a UFO.
Oh, for sure. Independence Day has changed my life.
Right.
So if I see something, better believe I'm staying away from it. That's right. Give me a good 120 million feet.
Yeah. Let me just observe it for a little while.
Yeah. You know, where were you when the aliens? You know, I don't want to be like, Ashley John was on top of that building like jackasses downtown Jacksonville. And they didn't make it, but the rest of us are cool because we're at the beach.
That's right. I've been looking with some binoculars.
Yeah. It's like, man. But all right. We're just rambling at this point. Ashley, thank you.
Thank you, John.
For coming back to the table.
I'm always going to be at the table.
I know. I'm going to get rid of your cheer this season. We're going to get rid of it. We're going to upgrade you.
I don't think you can really upgrade me from here.
She has this. No, I'll post a picture of it. I don't know if I explained the chair that she sits in.
I don't think so.
But it's 2021.
2021.
And we going to go out like we normally go out. If I can find the music cue.
Yes. So thank you for listening and welcome to 2021.
Yes, guys. Thank you. And we out. Goodbye. JY, stop talking.
Okay.
I'm crazy.
Ha 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 ha!